now you're currently listening to Asset with the tune Core from Tortotrom 22. Before this, we heard Book of Shade with Nucleus. Also Fairchild with Earth Call and Set. And that's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com if you want to get in touch with me or if you missed a show.
What you wanna, didn't really hear you, do what you gonna, but I don't remember asking you, I'll believe it, when I see it, say what you wanna, I do what I want anyway, you and I. You said that you don't wanna, so I gave it to another. You said you didn't need me, now I'm sleeping with the enemy. There'll be peace when you can speak it, and I'll be free when I can feel it. Say you want me, say it. You can say what you want.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for joining me. You just listened to Dolly Dagger with Say What You Wanna. Got a fun show tonight. Some old stuff, some new stuff, some in-between stuff. Lots of power pop and kind of old school rock and roll. We got another song that's very, very late 70s, early 80s corporate rock. But I don't know. I like it. So leave me alone. It's my show, right? Anyway, before we get to that, let's take care of some business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Okay, so time to get back into it.
Next up, I said we had some in-between stuff, and that's what we got. This is Sugar, Bob Mould's kind of power pop band from the 90s, off their File Under Easy Listening album, G-Angel.
Thank you.
Told myself I'd get by without love. Drowning my sorrows, avoiding tomorrows. Kinda felt that I just had enough. You lied on my face with your jokes and your smiles, and the way that you came every night. Don't know what you got, but I'm sure glad I found you. Could be wrong, but it's true. Surprise!
There we go. There's that corporate rock we all love. You can admit it. That was the Babies with Back on My Feet Again. Before that, The Clash and Adam Tan. Screeching Weasel with Hanging Around. And Sugar with G Angel.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let's get back into it. This next one is from The Boys with the Perpetual Nervousness, Play on My Mind.
Still shines in the summertime. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I tried to change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. Change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine, because the sun still shines in the summertime. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I tried to change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. Mexican wine, won't you have another glass of Mexican wine?
Oh, I need some time to make sense of something I lost along on the ride. Thought I was fine. When she speaks, she's like a mime. It's hard to read a simple mind. Turns me inside out in a way I can't define. Oh, I need somebody who won't see it through. Living a lie,
2, 3, 4.
I really wish that I could.
That's new music from Novelty Island, Black Current Sky. Before that, Rilo Kiley with Always. Bernice Brothers, Crestfallen, Fountains of Wayne, Mexican Wine. And the boys with the Perpetual Nervousness, Play on My Mind. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, time for more music. This next band is The Easy Button. This song is Fast Ones.
They love the fast ones. Music is power. Let it flow through your mind. You're just like a flower, yeah, in the deep sunshine. Are you invited to the party of life? Now you've decided, oh, do you live till you die?
Just don't fit and don't. Christabel, Christabel, don't ask me if I'll ever see you again. It's all for you.
Dana Countryman with My Little Caroline. Before that, The Legal Matters with Light Up the Sky. Sorrows with Christabel. The Grip Weeds with Vibrations. Solo work from Richard Ashcroft, Music is Power. The Red Walls with Build a Bridge. And we started that big set off with The Easy Button and Fast Ones. Well, that's going to just about do it for me. I'm DJ Chris Wired. You've been listening to Breakfast for Dinner. Just a reminder that we have an encore presentation of this very show Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m., so check it out if you either missed the Sunday show or just want to listen to it again. I'm going to leave you with Nick Frater and the song It's All Rumors. I want to thank you for listening, and we will see you again next time.
And you're listening to a broadcast of Ebony Spectrum from our archives. This interview features a talk with Derek Chisholm. This happened maybe about 3 years ago, in 2018, I believe. And we heard some interesting things from Derek back then. And of course, things have changed, but it's real interesting to see what her path was back then. And she's continued to go upward and onward with her career. And now she's hosting more TV. Listen to the conversation. You'll find it very interesting. This is Ebony Spectrum from 2018 with Daria Chisholm. Rick takes the lead as he adds the questions.
One thing to say, I'm going to write or I'm going to perhaps get on television, which is enough of takes a modicum. And I'm being a little bit facetious here with that. It takes more than a modicum, actually, to go into that profession, because you got to have a lot of confidence, I would say.
You have to have a lot of confidence. You have to have a lot of courage. You also have to have a lot of commitment. And for me, it's always been about being a creative. And a lot of the work that I do as an entrepreneur now is really as a coach, supporting other business owners who are looking to become more visible in branding their message, their mission, and using multimedia strategies. I was very fortunate, as you're aware, that I've had a long history in television, but because I also had varying businesses, I learned a lot of practical tools. And so I've been able to marry what it means to be an entrepreneur, particularly a solopreneur in this space of online marketing, and really look at what are some sizable visibility strategies that people can use. So that's really where that came together from. In terms of this issue of courage and the courage to have your own business, and as you said, you know, you got to hustle for a paycheck, period. I mean, and I think there's, as an entrepreneur, you have to have that as your modicum for success. It's the only paycheck that's going to happen is the one that you're going to go out and make. And so as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure any of them listening completely get that part of your drive for success, I believe should first be what it is that you love doing or serving, and let the money follow. And I get it. When you got to pay some bills, it's like, no, we need to think about the money first. But you will be a much happier entrepreneur going after your dream, hustling for that success, and of course, working hard for the money, but realizing that the part of the reason that you're doing it is because you absolutely love being the entrepreneur that you are. And that helps when you get to those periods in time, and we've all been there, when the money isn't flowing. Because it's easy. I mean, I've had jobs all my life, and it's important, obviously, if you do the type of work that you're not an entrepreneur, that you do a really good job at your job. Right. But if you truly have a desire to strike out on your own and run that business that you've been dreaming about or pursue that dream that only you can do because it's like busting in your belly, then go for it. Go for it with everything that you have.
It's interesting. Your book, you used the word hustle. You've used it several times. And I think probably people think of when you say hustle, guy, girl on the street.
That's your generation.
Doing the hustling thing, right? And I mean, I always never put the total negative kind of label.
Yeah.
Some people did, because I always recognized people got to survive.
Right.
And everything that was being hustled wasn't necessarily illegal. It was not mainstream.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's a word that over a period of time has had multiple meanings. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. I think if you look 40, 50, 60 years ago, hustle had a very negative connotation. It often was equated with the person who, you know, was just trying to jack somebody out of some money or out of a service, right? Or eluding something, and it certainly had a negative connotation. Then there's the hustle, the dance, and so people mm-hmm. kind of see the jolly part in that. And then, of course, there's a hustle that you know, parents, when their kids are out on the baseball field or basketball, hustle, get down the court, you know, make it happen. Mm-hmm. But what we've seen, I would say, in the last 5 to 10 years, particularly with the explosion of people doing business on the internet and being mm-hmm. self-employed as an infopreneur, that more people are using the term